The Third Brand.
Audio.
Last time on the Lost Tales of Adventuring. The Bog Troll has been handled in a surprisingly not violent and evil way for our gang. And he's gone on his way, but not before giving Olivia a souvenir pubic hair. Thaddeus the Paladin commits open sexual harassment, to which Skylar and Chris turned a blind eye. Skylar had his poppy milk drug trip cut short by the sexually aggressive Paladin, only to find out his friend Kevin was launched hundreds of yards away into the deadly North Forest. Being convinced of Kevin's demise, Skylar decides to continue forward as the only member remaining from our original gang. Smithy Wares, the traveling salesman, attempts to get our friends to take his shortcut yet again, but Skylar convinces the party to take the long way. As Chris and Skylar both continue strong distrust in the salesman and take the long way back to Darkfall in the middle of the night. Skylar slows in, leading the party to recollect his lost friends Andrea and Kevin, only to bring about a strange rumbling in the trees. What was in the shortcut? What's coming for our friends? And is it friend or foe? It's time to find out in another episode of the Lost Tales of Adventuring. All right, Chris, you're atop the carriage with Smithy. Skylar, you're on your little mini horse. Olivia, you're being kind of back roped with Thaddeus. And as you guys are looking and all prepared, you see a whole shitload of goblins jump out from the forest line, and they're holding spears and swords and little makeshift shitty weapons, and you see a larger goblin that has like a big headdress, like an Indian chief. As you're looking down there, Thaddeus looks around, and he's kind of overwhelmed by how many goblins are out there. Just looking around, you see there may be about 30 goblins, and as you look, you see the two ogres, Skylar, that you saw having sex a few days ago.
I did see that.
They come out from the forest as well, holding giant clubs that look like tree trunks.
Rawr! Halt! Drop your weapons!
What's Smithy doing right now?
Smithy's just frozen in fear. He's not doing anything.
I jump off the mini horse and light my fucking hands on fire.
Skylar's gauntlets blaze up. Livy, what are you doing?
I pull out my sword and grab a handful of the black powder.
Livy's holding her black powder and her sword. Chris?
I jump off of the carriage and board. The ruby sword out and hold it with two hands.
Oh, yeah.
As you guys take your place, the large goblin guy with the headdress on, he says, "Drop your weapons or we'll kill you all."
Fuck you, you son of a bitch!
And as you do that, they're all looking at you and there's about 30 goblins with spears and swords and knives and daggers and all kinds of different weapons and the two ogres that are probably about 8 feet tall.
Thaddeus, you better get fucking ready.
Thaddeus drops his sword.
Oh, fuck. I only have ever done lightsaber battles.
And then he pulls Livy out in front of me. He goes, "Hey, take the woman. It's fine. Don't worry about it."
Oh, you fattiest piece of shit.
You guys do what you will.
Are you
fucking kidding me?
Just let us go, guy. I have no quarrel with you goblins.
I run over to Skylar and I tell him to light the black powder as I throw it at the goblin.
When you try to escape the clutches of Thaddeus, he knocks the bag out of your hand and it falls to the ground. And he kind of puts you in a headlock.
Thaddeus puts me in a headlock?
Yep.
Thaddeus, come on.
I'm your little
pussy. Be quiet. And he puts his hand over your mouth.
Okay.
Fucking Thaddeus, are you fucking double crossing us?
Drop the fire hands. Drop them now.
I ain't dropping shit.
And you see five goblins kind of walk up to you and they're all putting their spears in your face now.
Are my hands free?
Sons of bitches.
Do I have Redanian at all?
No, you don't.
Fuck me.
You don't have any of that. But as you're there, he's got you held pretty well. You can try to do something, but your sword's been knocked out of your hand and the black powder's been knocked out of your hand. And Chris, you're still holding your sword and some other goblins are starting to slowly move towards you as well.
Get back! And I just start swinging my sword around aimlessly, but I have no idea how to use this fucking thing.
Chris is frantically swinging around his new ruby sword.
I tell Skylar to light the black powder that I dropped on the ground.
Are we close enough to do anything like that?
Livy was in the rear and you were in the front, so you're far enough away where you wouldn't be able to light that.
I got a handful of spears.
And they're all the spears pointing. are pretty
The spears are closest to you now. There's five spears pretty much about 3 feet away from your face. 3 feet,
so not close enough to grab them or do anything.
And Livy, you're kind of withheld by the headlock. And Chris, as you're kind of swinging around, Smithy jumps down from the carriage and tackles you to the ground.
Motherfucker, Smithy.
And as Smithy hits you, you drop the sword and you fall on the ground. And he goes,
I've got him! I've got him, General! I've got him! You don't hurt me! I did what you wanted! I did what you wanted!
Fuck this!
I fucking knew it, you piece of shit!
Son of a
bitch. Do the gauntlets like burn hot enough I can grab the dirt that's on the ground and make like lava?
If you open up your hands, they turn off.
Yeah, but then if I like grab the dirt and like grab... Does it make
you plunge your
rock?
Hands in the ground, lifted it up, and lit them?
You would burn your hands.
No, he's got gauntlet hands.
Magic.
But if you
magic.
You grab the dirt, it would just kind of melt dirt. It wouldn't like melt.
I couldn't like throw lava at them.
No.
Well, that's shitty.
Drop your weapons now! And Smithy, he's pretty much dry humping Chris like real slow.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Don't move it.
So it only
makes it more delightful.
Oh my god.
All that's in my satchel is the clay pots, the
some
dagger,
salted
hatchet,
beefs, a dagger, your gauntlets.
Food. We're done.
I dropped my.
I let the fire out. I open my hands.
Okay.
Get the fuck off me, Smithy. Yeah.
And
I kick him.
As Smithy's on top of you, you do like a weird drunk man maneuver. And you throw Smithy off of you, and he lands on top of your sword, but it's on the ground, so it doesn't hurt him. But you've gotten Smithy off of you now, and you're back to your feet, but you have no weapon.
At that point, raise my hands in the air.
Chris has his hands in the air. Skylar's gauntlets are out, and Livy has been headlocked.
This is so fucked up.
Drop your weapon! Drop your gloves now!
They're fucking attached to me.
Take them off now!
No!
Take him off!
No, I'm not taking him off. Fuck you!
And he looks over to one of the goblins next to him, and he goes, rrr, rrr, and he kind of makes a little motion towards you, and one of the goblins starts coming close with the spear.
Don't you fucking come close to me! Don't you fucking come close to me!
The goblin stabs a spear at you, and he hits you right in the right side of your gut.
Ow! Fuck! And then I grab the spear and I. Is it a wooden handle?
Yeah. It's a shitty, like, little wood spear.
Fucking grab it with my gauntlets and burn his fucking spear up. Or try to, anyway.
As you grab it, you set his stick on fire, and from the side, one of the other goblins starts coming closer towards you with his spear, too. And you're able to pull the spear out of your side. It hasn't deadly killed you, but it's pierced your skin. And you're bleeding out of your belly.
No.
Skylar, man, you all right? You all right?
Fuck these guys! Fuck you!
Dude, just fucking drop. Just. We gotta surrender, man. We can't do anything right now.
It's okay if you kill him. He's not worth much. Just keep the woman.
I'm gonna fucking kill you too, Smitty, if it's the last thing I fucking do.
Oh, is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna fucking do, you son of a bitch.
What are you gonna do without your big boy, the wretched one? Gonna do nothing.
If you think my wretched one's dead, you're wrong. And if you think he's safe, he's coming for you.
Smithy starts taunting you some more.
What you gonna do?
Where is Smithy in his position towards me?
Smithy's probably like 3 feet away from you. He's like kind of got a knee on top of your sword and your hands are up in the air. Skylar's probably, let's say, 50 feet away from you guys.
I slap and kick Thaddeus and ask him why he's putting me in a chokehold.
Shh, that's for your own good. Shh, Daddy's gonna take good care of you.
Motherfucker.
And he just starts shushing you, and he brushes your hair real gentle with his other hand that's not headlocking you. And the goblin general walks up, and he grabs Skylar's gauntlets. And Skylar can do something.
I try to pull away and then punch him in the face with a flaming fire hand.
Okay. As you do that, you yank away from the goblin that had the spear towards you, and you're able to ignite one of the gauntlets, and you punch the general in the face with one of your fire gauntlets, and his beard bursts into flames, and he starts yelling and screaming, and his headset on top of him starts getting caught on fire too, and he throws it onto the ground. And he looks over and he says, "No, no, don't kill them. Don't kill them. We need them alive." And then one of the other goblins comes up with a big club and he clubs Skylar in the back of the head.
Am I knocked out?
It does not knock you out, but it does drop you to the ground.
Oh, fuck, oh, Skylar!
No, Skylar!
Are you okay, man?
Fuck.
Oh.
And Thaddeus is going, "Quit fighting them. Just go. It's fine. Thaddeus will protect you." While he's holding Livia in a headlock, he says this.
Oh my god, what the fuck? These guys are fucking hoodwinking us!
As all this is happening, the goblins come up to Chris and they start locking your hands behind your back in some like really shitty like handcuff.
Okay, chains. okay, guys. You already got your fucking spears against me. You think I'm gonna do anything? What can I do right now? Really?
They lock your hands up. Do you go with it or do you?
Yeah, I go.
You
with
have
it.
An action or whatever, but.
There's how many goblins on me?
There's a shitload.
Yeah, I don't do shit.
All right. Chris accepts it. Skylar, you've got a hole in your side. One of the goblin general now is down on his knees with part of his face is burned pretty badly and half of his beard is now gone. His headdress has come off to reveal his big bald green head and he looks directly at you and he goes, "You're gonna pay for that.
Fuck you. You're all gonna fucking die. I'm gonna fucking kill you all."
As this is happening, they start locking your hands behind your back in some little handcuff thingies too. And they go to Olivia and they pull them away from Thaddeus and they put handcuffs on you. And Thaddeus goes,
"So everything's fine now. I can be on my way, right?"
Am I still wearing the gauntlets even though they cuffed me up, or did they?
No, they took them off. Okay. So your gauntlets are off and. They cuff you, Livy, and then Thaddeus is saying,
I gave up the woman. I've dropped my weapon. I'm free to be on my way, right?
And he goes, "Lock him up, too." And they throw cuffs on Thaddeus, and the cuffs go behind Thaddeus's back, too, and Thaddeus starts crying.
"I'm not. I did what I was supposed to do. Tell them my little pussy fought. Tell them I'm okay. This was all a ruse. Come on, baby."
"Fuck you, Thaddeus. You were going to give me and my friends up. Go to hell."
You don't know. It's my plan. And then,
Thaddeus, the fucking pelican, you piece of shit.
One of the other goblins clobbers Thaddeus to the ground and he gets knocked unconscious. The assistant this entire time was just on the ground, cowered in a little ball. And they're starting to lock his hands up now, too. All this is going on. They've pretty much taken all of your belongings. They've locked up your hands. And Smithy is just kind of looking at all of you. And he goes, "Oh, I bet you were wondering what that raven was. It was letting my friends know we were coming."
"Yeah, I fucking knew it all along, you piece of shit."
"Fuck you, Smithy."
And he
if
walks
I hadn't
over.
Been shitting my pants the whole goddamn time, I would have kicked you off that carriage a long time ago.
They, Smithy walks over to where that bag of powder is, and he picks it up, and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, but Smithy gives nothing away for free." And he's looking at you, and he's really antagonizing you guys.
"You're fucking dead, Smithy. You're fucking dead."
"Oh, am I? Oh, are you going to do something to Smithy? I don't think so."
I do my best to spit on him from where I'm standing.
Hawking a loogie, you make it the 15 feet away.
Wow.
It hits Smithy on the back of his head, and it just splatters all over him, and it's really a nasty, like, sick person.
That's right,
brown
motherfucker.
And green loogie, and it's all over the back of his head and just a slime.
That's right, Smithy, you piece of shit.
"Oh, you're gonna pay for that, even though I know you like a little bit of the slap and tickle."
Fucking hate this guy.
As all this is happening, Smithy gets over to the goblin general, and they start chatting a little bit, and the general says,
"You've done well, salesman. Here is your payment. Did you dispatch General Boba?"
And Smithy goes, well, of course. You didn't give me that cannon for nothing." And Skylar, you start to have recollection of when Smithy killed the general earlier on.
Wow.
I did just now when you said that.
I remember that too.
It's a true thing. It happened.
And Olivia starts to realize that Smithy this whole time was just putting on an act.
"This is all motherfucker. Fucking set up, you son of a bitch."
Wait, Boba Fett was here?
"You fucking dare."
I mean, I love Star Wars.
"His name was General Boba."
"Boba Fett?"
That's what Thaddeus is saying. "His name was General Boba. He
fun of the goblins. I have so much respect for the Goblin Kingdom. General Bulba was a great leader.
And then the general walks up to Thaddeus and he slaps him across the face.
Oh no, the general was not anything like that.
And then Thaddeus just kind of ducks his head down and they all start getting behind you and they're leading you towards down the path. But they're bringing you down a different path into the forest and they're going towards that shortcut where they originally were going to take you guys. As you're making your way down there, you guys are all cuffed. Skylar, you're kind of bleeding from your gut a little bit.
Are we next to each other?
Yeah, you guys are right next to each other now, walking pretty much
guys,
shoulder to shoulder.
I fucking knew it.
Told you we should have ditched this motherfucker.
I thought
maybe.
That you guys said that fucking Thaddeus was cool, man.
He was cool. I don't know what the fuck happened.
He seemed okay.
I don't know what the fuck.
Smithy was the shady looking one.
Yeah, they both were shady.
They all just thought it'd be cool. Who take
okay,
the woman?
Thaddeus is also next to you guys shoulder to shoulder while you're talking shit about
it. Yeah, fuck you, Thaddeus.
The fuck, Thaddeus?
You guys just would have gone along with it. I had a plan.
Doesn't I was going like along with it. You said, take the woman.
I stick my leg out and trip Thaddeus.
I had a plan.
You put your leg out and Thaddeus trips up and falls right on his face. After you see him fall to the ground, it looks as though you've broken his nose on the ground.
Yeah, and that's what you fucking get. You
his
faggot.
Whole face is covered in blood, and he just looks up. You're gonna pay for that, boy.
Does that cause a disturbance in the guards around us at all? Because he's now tripped. Does that
all the guards are pretty much behind you, except for two that are leading the way, like 20 feet in front of you.
Okay.
But the other 30+ gnomes behind you. Are just kind of walking you guys towards something out in the shortcut area. As you guys are walking, you see the two guys up in front of you. They lift up what looks like a tree stump, but it actually looks to be a little hidden hatch that goes down underground. And
oh, God damn it. I've seen the Princess Bride. I don't want to be in here.
Dude, they're going to suck the fucking life out of us.
Oh, fuck!
As they do that. You see those two goblins go down in there, and they start poking you guys in your backs to start going down there.
I'm calm down, dude.
Go!
I'm going.
Go!
I'm
oh,
going
down.
Good.
Fuck!
I'm fucking go going, down dude. Now. I'm going.
And the three of you are pushed down the steps, and as you're going down, you notice the two ogres and a good amount of them to kind of break off and walk back into the forest as you're going underground. And there's about 10 goblins now going down underneath the ground with you. And as you're going down, it seems like it takes about 2 minutes walking down these stairs in a circle. You're going way underneath the ground.
Are we now more like in a single file?
Yeah, you're in a single file going down. It's not super narrow. You could probably do 2x2, but you're all in a single file going down this path.
Okay.
Can we whisper to each other or do they know what's going on? Are they right?
The guards behind you could totally hear you.
Okay.
So you're not going to whisper then?
You can still try to whisper. I could roll a stealth check.
Okay, I'm going to try to whisper to Skylar in a little.
Guys, we're now in a single file line. Maybe we can trip them up, get them all to fall down like, you know, like dominoes like you see in those cartoons back in the day. You trip one and they all go.
The goblins hear everything you just said.
Fuck!
And one of the goblins behind you grabs you and they pull Chris back behind you guys. And Chris is now away from you.
Oh,
Olivia.
Man.
And as you're going down the steps, you see different weird goblin artwork that's kind of ground into the walls of this little little staircase down underground. And once you reach the bottom, you see that this whole area is lit up with torches and other magical illumination. There's weird rock formations and bleak architecture. It all looks really cheap and like mud huts and pretty shitty looking stuff, but it functions practically. And the walls and ceiling are different shades of a drab brown. And you look to the right and you see all the weird kind of artwork of different goblins and it all looks like shit to you guys.
Man, this artwork fucking sucks.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
You don't talk poorly about the art.
And then they jab you with their spears.
Ah!
Fuck!
Especially Olivia.
What? I didn't fucking say anything! Fuck! Fuck!
And as you're led down, they walk down with you. And Smithy has actually gone down with you guys. And he's watching as you guys are led to a little opening in it looks like a little dungeon. And they throw the three of you guys in there and they take off your handcuffs and say, "We'll deal with you later." And then they slam the door behind you.
And now we're alone?
You guys are in this little dungeon area, but there are a couple other people in there with you. They look pretty worse for wear. They've got long beards and shitty, drab looking
clothes. Do they look like they were potentially from Earth or they're from this place?
You can't tell. They're not wearing any Earth clothes, but they are human.
Are there any items anywhere around us? Is it a bear or is it just a bear like
Looking around the room, it's like outside. It's really drab and it's just brown mud huts. And you see a couple makeshift beds made out of like rock and different mud huts and shit like that. And you see the four people kind of gathered around in the corner and they just kind of hiss at you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
They hiss at Olivia, and then they look over at Chris, and they start reaching up their hands at you, going...
Oh, my God. Step back.
What
step back.
All right. Okay. Oh, calm down. Calm down.
So you guys can go closer to them, or you can go to the other side of the room, or whatever.
So I go to the other side of the room, and I say, come over here. Let's go over here.
As you go to that side of the room, you see a pretty large bucket, and it smells hideous.
All right. Shirt's up. I'll put my shirt over my nose.
I look over at Thaddeus and say, okay, you had a plan, but you were going to give me up. What the fuck is the plan?
I still have it.
Then fucking spill it. Stop stuttering.
No,
fucking
I have.
Spill it.
The whole plan. He grabs his assistant. He's like, we've got to do something. What do we do? And you can overhear him kind of squeaking out little things to his assistant.
This
and
sounds like a fucking load of shit.
No, I'm telling you exactly.
You were supposed to protect us.
I had a whole plan. My plan is still good. My plan is fine.
All right, Thaddeus, do you have a key up your ass or something?
I don't have anything up my ass.
You don't know how to fucking keister? Come on, how many times have you been in jail?
I don't go to jail. I'm a paladin. I put people in jail.
Stop fucking crying and tell us what the fuck you have up your sleeve.
You guys are all staring at him looking for answers, and he just kind of lifts up his hands up and drops into his side. I'm sorry, I'm a coward.
No fucking
shit. I slap him.
I didn't have a plan. I thought they'd let me go.
I slap him mid-sentence.
You do successfully slap him across the face, and some spittle comes flying out of his mouth. Spittle. And he's looking at you guys. I'm sorry, I'm a failure. I don't know what I'm doing.
I slap him a second time.
And after you slap him again, he just kind of goes to the ground and he starts crying. And the personal assistant kind of cowers down next to him.
And fuck you too, whatever the fuck your name is.
Sit the fuck up, Thaddeus. You're supposed to be a man.
I'm
a coward. And he's really letting it out now.
I just roll my eyes.
Okay, so obviously we can't count on this pelican over here. So we need to take an account of our bearings here, see where we're at, see what we have around us, and see if there's anything we can do. There's a shitload of fucking goblins out there with pointy spears that are practicing acupuncture on us the whole way down.
As you are looking around the room, Olivia, you recognize the people in the corner. They're not just huddled in the corner for no reason. You see one of them scraping underneath, and you see a fifth person come out of a little hole in the ground.
Is my stomach wound still bleeding, or is that stopped bleeding?
No, it's still bleeding, but you have pressure on it, but you might want to sew that up. And
with whatever I
shit,
yeah,
Skylar,
you don't have nothing.
Your stomach, man.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I'm sorry, elaborate. I see people clawing at the ground, and
you
then someone
those
come up.
Four people that were hissing at you guys. You see a fifth person come out of a hole that they were kind of blocking with their robes and shit.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And he comes out, and he's covered in dirt, and he starts whispering to the other people.
I
walk over, super kind, like,
okay.
and
they're distracted,
whisper.
So they don't see you coming.
Okay, so I come up and be like, hey, what's that? And then I kind of just like try to be even more nice. And I am I'm just being nice to try and get them to talk to me.
All right. As you're kind of walking up, you don't look very threatening to them, and they're kind of, they're not hissing as loud at you now. They're just kind of like, just kind of hesitant to believe anything or you're saying.
So from where I'm standing, I don't move any closer. I whisper quietly, you say, "Hey, so what are you guys doing there? Are you trying to find a way out? We can help."
How can we trust you?
Well, we don't want to be here either.
You could be planted. You could be spies.
No.
The goblins are terrible, cunning, evil things.
We're not even from this world. We just want to leave.
What do you mean you're not from this world?
We're not from this fucking world. We just got here. I don't know what the fuck happened. All three of us got here at different
times. Where are you from?
A fucking place called Earth.
As you say Earth, all four of them look at the guy who just came out of the hole, and he looks at you guys, kind of realizing that you guys are from Earth, and you
guys are from Earth. When did you get here?
And he's looking at you guys frantically with huge eyes.
3 days ago for me.
I've been here for like a fucking week, dude.
I don't even know.
I've been here for months.
What?
The goblins have been making us fight. There used to be 50 of us. We have to get out of here. I've been digging this hole for 6 months.
Oh my god.
You hear a knock, like a knock, and it seems like one of the doors being opened to the dungeon room, and you see the four other people frantically kind of cover up the hole that he was digging, and they all kind of stand there not moving and looking at the ground. And a goblin guy comes in and he goes, "All right, time to see a fight." And he looks over at the four guys and he goes, "You too, come with me." And they start crying, and they're just, no, we can't, no, we've done enough, man. And they're panicking and freaking out, and they're looking, take the woman, she's the only one here. God.
I step up to the door where the goblin came in. Is he armed or anything like that?
Yeah, he has a spear.
Well, I step up and I'm like, "You're not taking anyone," and I kind of step forward.
And he goes, "Oh, is that right? And who might you be, new boy?"
"I'm going to be your fucking maker if you keep talking to me like that."
Oh. Shit. Me in the background.
When you say this, it's intimidating enough that he kind of takes a few steps back and he goes,
"You don't know my maker. You'll regret this. You'll regret this."
And he takes a few steps out, kind of pointing his stick at everybody. And he slams the door behind him, and you hear him run away.
Oh. You fucking got him, bro.
Damn, Sky. Sky.
Yeah. Skylar, I must have rolled like a 20. That's crazy.
Skylar scares this guy away, and he seems to have just skittered out of there without anybody. So everybody's still in there. And the guy from behind the four of them comes out, and he goes, "We have to leave. We have to leave now."
Yeah, I turn around and say, "They're going to be back, and with more numbers."
Do any of you guys have anything? Anything we can use?
They took everything I've got. I search my pockets. Do I find anything in my pockets?
They've pretty much taken everything from you.
They took my cell phone?
They took your cell phone, your keys, fucking your wallet.
Bastards.
They have everything.
Do I still have my pubic hair in my pocket? Why
you
would
do.
They take
they
that?
Did not catch the pubic hair, so you do have that.
I ask anyone if they have any Redanian.
Thaddeus kind of pops his head up, and he looks down at his personal assistant. "Do we have any more Redanium? Redanium?" He's just in a panic, freaking out on his personal assistant, and his assistant's kind of padding around, and Thaddeus looks at him and he goes, "You know where to look." The personal assistant slowly takes down his pants, really ashamed and embarrassed, and he bends over, and he assumes the position, and he goatsies his butthole, and Thaddeus is able to look into it, and he looks into it, and he's kind of poking around like he looks like a little prairie dog trying to find where it might be inside
little,
his personal
little bit of gate, little rosebud.
Yeah.
You guys are into some fucked up shit.
I think we have some Redanian.
And he looks down, and he reaches into his butt, and he gets like all the way to his wrist. Inside of his personal assistant's
shoulders
butt.
Shoulders deep.
Like his whole wrist and hand is inside his assistant's butt right now.
Oh. Wow.
And you hear like an audible. And he pulls out what looks like a little test tube of red red liquid. And he looks over And he's holding it right by his face, and it does have some poop on it.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Looking.
That's
looking,
okay.
He's looking at all of you guys, and he looks at Olivia and says, "I told you my little pussy fart would come through for you.
I told you and not to call me pussy
and
fart."
And he reaches it out towards you, and he goes, "Here, here." And he's trying to give it to you, and it has poop all over it.
I take it for the sake of the cause.
Olivia gets poop on her
way
hands.
To be.
Oh.
Way to be.
Olivia, you're holding the little pubic hair in one hand, and you have the redamian in the other hand.
Okay.
And you go, dude, you can do it, baby. Thaddeus is here to help you. Whatever you need.
Thaddeus, step the fuck back. You'll be the last one to leave.
You'll
stand guard.
The five guys that have been there for a long time have just witnessed this guy pull a tube out of some guy's asshole. And they're all standing there in shock with their eyes open. They've clearly seen some shit, but seeing a man reach into another man's asshole, they have not seen something like
this
yet.
They are severely impressed.
They're all speechless. And the guy who you can assume is from Earth is just saying, what does that do? Can that teleport us out of here?
So I open the pouch of redanium and I pour it on the pubic hair.
Okay.
I would have put the pubic hair in the...
Okay.
Thing, but that's cool. That's cool. Now, sure. Hey.
Okay.
It's
your
idea.
Choice.
As you're doing this, you hear some like steamy sounds start to come off of the little pubic hair looking thing, and it just and it poofs up into smoke, and it starts to rise to the ceiling, and nothing is happening.
Fuck! What happened?
What are you? What was that?
Baby, did it work, baby? Baby.
Stop calling me baby, pussy bitch.
Was that the wrong pubic hair? Maybe it was somebody else's pubic hair.
Was that my pubes?
I don't know.
Olivia is certain that it is the right pubic hair.
It is definitely from Greg.
Oh, man. Was it Greg or Greg?
Is it working?
Greg. It's definitely Greg.
They're going to be back any time.
As you guys are talking, you hear some skittering footsteps outside the door again. And the five guys over by the wall start getting their panic looks on their faces again. And the door flies open and there's three goblins standing there. And they go, "I told you you were going to pay for this." And they're looking right at Skylar, all three of them. And as they're looking at you saying that you're going to pay for this, what do you guys do?
I say, "I ain't paying for shit. You took my wallet."
"What is a wallet?"
"You took it. You tell me."
As you're talking, you start hearing some really loud thuds from outside. You're not sure what's going on.
I use my superior intellect to confuse them about my wallet.
They are confused. They don't know what a wallet is.
I run to the stinky bucket and I try to grab it to throw it on the three goblins.
Ooh.
You quickly maneuver over to the bucket. The goblins don't advance any further, but they just have their spears kind of pointed at everybody, and you are able to chuck this bucket of what is filled with piss and shit all over the goblins, and it splatters in their faces. And God, this is a pretty gross episode. And
keep it together.
The pee and poo splatters all over these goblins, and they all drop their three spears and they collapse to the ground crying.
Quick, grab the spears! Grab them!
I lunge forward and reach for a spear.
I grab for a spear too.
I also grab for a spear.
All three of you are able to reach up, grab their shitty little spears. Skylar's the only one that actually has a metal tip. The other two of you, they're just shaved like to make a sharp out of the wood in the point.
Like they whittled it?
Yeah, like it's whittled into a spear. And you're all holding those spears now. And the five guys in the corner are just looking on, wondering what to do.
As soon as I grab said spear, I immediately pick it up and jab it right into the face, or attempt to jab it right into the face of the center goblin.
Okay.
The one who was giving you shit.
They're blinded, so they'll have a little disadvantage and stinky. So, okay. As you thrust that forward, it plows right through his eyeball and out the back of his head.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, it does.
And he's his mouth drops open, and he's just twitching off the end of your spear now.
I jerk it back out of his face.
And in a big sloppy mess, blood and guts splurt all over, and his eyeball drops to the ground.
I fucking told you, you son of a bitch!
Chris and Libby now have a chance to do something.
I take the sharp edge of mine and I stab it through the gut of my goblin. that I stole.
The goblin.
The kill shot.
The goblin on the left. The goblin on the left. As you're stabbing that spear, he slips on the poo mixture and he falls on the ground, and you miss your stab.
Motherfucker.
And
for the kill shot.
As that happens, you see the four the five guys in the corner. The earth guy goes back into the hole, and the other four start following him in.
I proceed to chuck my spear at him as hard as I can.
Oh, shit.
He throws it. It's like some Leonidas.
Chris fucking javelins this thing through the neck of this goblin.
Fuck yeah.
And it goes clear through his spine and neck and out the other side of his throat.
Yeah.
Quick, guys, let's go. Let's go. Let's follow the other fuckers.
Okay.
As you do this, you get outside the room, and you see probably 40 goblins scattered around this huge room. None of them are close to you. The closest one's probably 30 feet away from you. And you keep hearing those loud thuds, and you see him. Grog! The troll is coming down the steps, and he's thudding towards you, and you see his ding-dong flipping out each side of his loincloth.
Grog, help
Love
us!
It. Love it.
Roar! I told you I'd be here to help you!
Yay, Greg!
And he runs into a crowd of goblins, and he fucking bulldozes these goblins. And as he's doing that, you see the hole in that room where the five guys disappeared, or you could try to go back up those steps where you came in from, could go further into the goblin kingdom.
So we've kind of bursted out of the door of the cell, but there's the hole in the ground, and then there's also the stairs
and
out.
And we have Grog.
And you have Greg, who's now fucking going to town on at least 10 different goblins at once.
Fucking them up.
What do you guys think? Should we go back?
Of the goblins are armed. You just see a couple with like little daggers on their sides, but you don't see any like soldier guards like the ones that captured you.
Personally, I think our main concern is just get the fuck up out of this dungeon.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck that guy that's been here for 6 months.
Thaddeus runs past all of you, and he shoves Olivia and Skylar to the ground and leaves his personal assistant behind, who's just crying. And Thaddeus runs away and up the stairs.
Fuck, Greg, stop him! Stop him!
Yeah, stop that son of a bitch.
He doesn't listen to Skylar, but as soon as Livy says it, he goes, Grog! And he just yells his name and runs towards Thaddeus going up the stairs, leaving you with all the goblins.
Well, I thought he was tearing them up.
That was a bad idea.
He tore up quite a few, but there's still another 30 goblins.
Guys, run! Run after Grog!
Run! Yeah, we follow
Grog.
You guys are fleeing the scene with Grog.
We're following Grog.
As you guys take off, the personal assistant behind you comes running out of the room, and he's engulfed by the goblins that are chasing after you. And
because I was going to knock him down.
They're doing daggers, and they're stabbing the personal assistant, and they're stabbing you in the face and the body. And
I don't look back.
Sucks for you, dude. Sorry.
The personal assistant's just screaming, I didn't really do this. I hate it.
Don't look back.
Sucks for that guy.
And
I feel awful.
On his death rattle, he shits out a couple things that he keistered.
Oh. Oh, we didn't need those. So I ain't going back.
As Greg is running up those stairs, you guys follow him up?
Yes.
Okay, you guys are following up the stairs. There's quite a few goblins that have kind of gotten hung up on the personal assistant, and Chris turns around to see some of them literally eating the assistant.
Oh my god, these fucking cannibals!
Oh,
and
fuck.
You guys are now running up the stairs after Greg and Thaddeus as well, and you guys... It takes you another 2 or 3 minutes running up these steps, and all three of you are pretty winded by the time you reach the top. Skylar's pretty much hacking up a lung. Chris is also pretty hindered, and Olivia is actually helping Chris.
I got you, man. We're going to get out of this.
I don't feel so good.
We're going to get out of this, guys.
Hey,
it's okay.
Did you guys see that? I fucking threw that fucking spear through that dude's neck. That was awesome.
It was fucking badass. Oh. That was fucking amazing.
I don't feel so good.
Come on, Skylar. We got this. We got this.
As you reach the top, you see a hole that's been plowed through this wooden door, and it looks like where Thaddeus was able to make his way out. Greg blasts the whole thing off of the top, and you... All three of you follow Greg out, and Greg starts looking around in every direction, and you can't see Thaddeus anywhere.
I tell Greg, like, it's okay, man. Just fucking help us get to safety. It's okay. Let that son of a bitch go. We'll get him later.
Oh, my.
Greg fulfilled debt to you.
And he's asking you.
No, no, Craig. No, Craig.
Not quite yet.
We got Grog,
we gotta
are we
get
safe?
Back to Darkfall.
Grog, Greg, are we safe?
Greg lifts Skylar up over his shoulder to start carrying
Rock, Greg, carry, weak friend.
He is in a lot of pain. He has a hole in his fucking side.
Lady strong.
And he pats you on your head.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Am I still being held
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you're held up by Olivia. Yeah. Skylar's up over the shoulder. Chris is on her with an arm around her.
I make a too short joke. Pat her on the head and she's ready to switch.
Oh my god. Just get us back to Darkfall, Greg.
Please, Grog.
As you start kind of realizing what's happening, you hear the pitter-patter of the feet of goblins coming up those steps, and you can hear them getting closer, running up the steps.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Right now, it's probably like close to 4 a.m. You're probably about an hour away from sunlight, so it's still dark outside. You're looking around, and it's this shortcut path. Smithy and his wagon are gone now. You don't know where they've gone. Thaddeus is nowhere to be seen. And it's just you three and Greg.
And we have nothing. I don't have my gauntlets, the bag.
They
I
took
had.
Everything
is
from
Is there anything
you
guys. On the ground for us to pick up? Anything that could help?
Livy and Skylar are still holding your spears. Skylar has his spear with the metal, and Livy has her wood spear.
I threw mine.
Chris javelin that shit through that other guy. Yes.
I almost feel like we're going to have to, like, we're going to get overrun, but
so,
I feel like we need to get our items.
So I suggest that we run around behind the tree and hide.
Okay. As you're looking, you see the tree line. The entrance to it is probably like maybe 4 feet away from the tree line, and it's all blown off. There's nothing to really hold them in place. You see a really large tree next to it. You see the tree line, and what do you guys do?
I suggest that we hide behind the really big tree and like, let them all run out.
I like Chris's idea to let them run out past us as we hide.
Yeah.
Greg's not easy to hide.
Can you climb?
Then leave us.
Greg, no climb.
Just leave us then. Just leave us.
As you say that, he drops you on the ground from his shoulder.
Yeah.
And Skylar collapses onto the ground.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Let's grab him. We gotta grab him.
I'll be all right.
And so I go to move Skylar behind the tree.
All right. Chris and Skylar kind of, you're out of breath, and Skylar's kind of wounded and out of breath, and Livy.
I tell Grog to run and lead the goblins somewhere else. I mean, lead them away from us.
Okay.
Leave a trail.
Then Greg, debt is done.
Yes, Grog.
Okay. And he
Thank you, Greg.
He pats you on the head again, say, nice lady. I hope Greg see you again.
I hope so too, Greg.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And
Greg
goes up to the hole in the ground and waits to see some goblins while you guys make it to the tree line. As soon as they reach the top, Greg sees the first goblin coming up, and he plunges a foot straight through this goblin's face.
Fuck him up.
And you see blood and guts splatter everywhere, and Grog goes, "Rawr!" And he starts getting them all intimidated, and then they kind of, some of the goblins start eating the friend who was just destroyed, and a few others plow through that, and Greg starts running away. And the probably 30 or so goblins all make it out of that little trap door, and they start following Greg down the pathway down there.
So are there a few left behind that are eating the guy, or did they all
you
eventually...
do see... No, there's like three guys that are eating the one that got his face smashed.
Three left. And
so you guys,
two of us have spears.
Yeah.
Fuck, guys. We don't have shit for weapons anymore, but at least they got them off our trail there.
They got our items in that dungeon. They got our stuff. They got my bag. They got Kevin's rod. I gotta get Kevin's rod back.
We have to go back in there?
I can't leave Kevin's rod behind.
Oh, man. I don't want to go back in there.
Realizing that when they brought you down there and they took all your stuff, you saw from across the dungeon where you were at, you saw a lot of different belongings. You don't know if yours were there, but it was just piles of random stuff. It looked like things that they had stolen or taken from other people.
Do you think we could run back down there and try to grab it out? I'm just worried about us escaping again.
There's only a couple left. If Greg leaves them away, we... We can
Greg's
maybe
gone, man. His debt is paid.
He's leading him off. If we're fast, we can run down the stairs and grab some bags.
If we get stuck down there, maybe we can follow the 6 month dudes.
Skylar is still bleeding kind of bad, and Skylar's health is lower than everybody else's. Livy, you're pretty much in solid, perfect health. Chris, you have some damage, like maybe 20% of your health is kind of dwindled off.
Okay. So I have an idea. Skylar, I think you should fucking just sit down.
No.
I think Chris needs to go back into the dungeon, and I'll distract all three of the goblins. No,
what?
What? You're fucking insane.
I'll take both spears.
There's no way.
Okay, but if I get the gauntlets back, they're mine.
What?
I think Skylar needs the fucking gauntlets. He needs to, like, burn a fucking, like...
I hope they run out of fuel on you, you son of a bitch.
Okay, you can have your gauntlets back, but they're really fucking cool, so it's kind of...
Yeah, they are. They're fucking mine.
Finders keepers kind of thing.
As you're doing this, it looks like the goblins have kind of finished eating their friend, and they're kind of wandering outside now, and they all three have shitty wood spears, and they're just kind of looking about, kind of stupid and aimless, and they don't know where all the other goblins went.
I say we gotta team up.
You can't do shit, man. You're just gonna have to sit here. Me and
shut up!
Right,
maybe we can trick the goblins into thinking that we killed all the rest of the goblins. Make them respect us.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
We just gotta stab them. Fucking stab them.
Skylar, chill. You're gonna bleed out.
Skylar is now pretty handicapped from the blood loss and the damages to his gut, and his leg wound was still never healed. But Skylar's in pretty bad shape.
Shall we try and trick the goblin?
You guys are looking at this situation. Three aimless, stupid goblins, all small little guys with shitty spears.
Well, apparently I can't do anything, so...
Okay.
Here, Chris, take my spear.
Okay, I'm going to take your spear. And so I proceed to take the spear, and I try to sneak up on them and stab one of them in the back.
Ooh, yes. Oh,
stealth.
Right. So Skylar's down, and Chris tries to stealth up. Do you go with him, or do you wait to see what happens with him? What do you do?
I wait to see how his sneak attack works, and then after his sneak attack fails or like succeeds.
Good start with that.
Coordinate, you kill two at one time, and then there's only one left.
Okay. So he does a sneak attack, and then I do a sneak attack from the complete opposite direction.
Okay, so you flank from both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. As you do that, Chris, you're able to sneak up on your guy, and you thrust your spear. Where do you thrust it?
Right in his back.
Right in the middle of his back?
Center back.
Spine.
Okay. Center mass.
Paralyze that fucking bitch. As Kevin would
say. Jamming the spear into the back of the goblin, you're able to plunge it into him, and he lets out a shriek. And he collapses to his knees, and he looks to have taken enough damage to drop him to the ground, and looks like he's been incapacitated.
I pull the spear out.
And pull out the spear. Livy?
You're
on the other side, and he did that, so...
I do a running jump and stab the spear right through the top of his head through his
body.
Nice!
Shit. I like it. Early on, I did like a 300 move, and it was savage.
Livy is able to pull Skylar out from the tree line and use him like a jumping trampoline and jumps off Skylar and drives the spear into the top of the goblin's head, absolutely jamming half of the spear through his head, neck, spine, and into his lower back.
Fuck yes.
And he just gurgles out of his mouth and drops to the ground.
I immediately point my spear at the other remaining goblin.
I pull my spear out and point it at the remaining goblin as well.
That last goblin sees that you've killed his two friends, and he looks around and he drops his spear and he just runs away into the forest on the other side.
Oh, and thank God.
You guys are left there, the three of you, to your wares, and the pathway to the downstairs is still there, or you can wander around in the forest or go somewhere else.
Okay, Olivia, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking I should go back down in there. I think Greg drew all of the goblins out.
I think so.
And I can go back down there and check through the wares. I can also check through the assistant's butthole because he's had a few things
yes.
in there.
Yes.
And see if there's anything to heal Skylar with.
That's a good idea. And I'll watch Skylar. I'll keep everything clear.
I think you should stay up here.
Yeah, good idea, Chris.
So Libby's going to protect poor Skylar?
I'll do my best.
I was going to say something, and now I don't remember what the fuck it was.
It's okay. You're bleeding out.
Do you comfort?
That's true.
Do you comfort Skylar? Do you, like, pet his head and, like, kind of say, it's okay, baby?
Well, I say, yes, it's okay, Skylar. It's going to be okay. We're going to get you healed.
I want my mama.
He's obviously just fading.
Skylar's in bad shape. As you guys do that, Chris takes the best spear of all the three with the metal tip on it, and he goes back down the hole. As he's going back down the hole, it takes him 2 or 3 minutes to reach the bottom again. But as he's kind of stealthily making his way out to the bottom, he can see the assistant's body on the ground, and it's pretty much been eaten quite a bit, and there's not much left besides a skeleton and muscle. And when Chris is looking at it, he looks around and he sees a few goblins in the distance, but they're far enough away. They're probably like 200 yards away in this massive room beneath the ground, and they may not be able to see him if he sneaks out.
So first I'll try for the assistant's body.
Sneaking out, you are not detected. You see none of the goblins turn around or notice you at all, and you're able to make it to the assistant's body. And the three test tubes and the little beaker, the little beaker is red, and the other three little test tubes are green.
I grab all of them.
Okay, and you just kind of, you don't have anything to carry.
Well, how big are the vials?
They're small. You could carry the three vials in one hand and the little beaker in another hand.
So I take all of them and then I run back towards the stairs.
You're able to do that, and checking back behind you, you don't see any of the goblins taking notice of what you've
done. So I take
them
all the way back up to the top and I leave them there.
You have brought all of those back up there successfully. You poke your head out and you see Skylar on the ground, and he's looking pretty bad. He's on death's door. And Livy's still kind of petting his head with Skylar's head in her lap.
I look up at Chris and I say, "That's all you found? There's
look, man, this is the red potion's probably health. It's always health in every single video game. This has got to be health."
Skylar, when you see the three green vials, you recognize it as a similar color and consistency of the health potion the gnomes gave you back in Darkfall.
Let me see one of those green ones.
It's the green ones? Okay. I thought that was mana, but all right.
Let me see that.
As you hand the green test tube over to Skylar, he takes it and...
I drink it.
Not knowing what this is, but thinking it looks like the energy pill that was given to you in Darkfall, you guzzle it down. As you do that, you notice the bleeding in your belly stops. And the leg wound that you had that was stitched over heals up.
Oh, I'm surprised.
And all of your open wounds heal, but you still feel drained and fatigued.
It's a start. It's a start. It's a good.
Chris. We need to get him some food.
You didn't see any other satchels down there, did you? Satchels, like the one I had with the never-ending satchel.
So I saw the potions and the vials, and so I went and grabbed those first. I will go back down there, but I wanted to try to make sure that I can get you back together.
We have to hurry.
That was amazing.
We have to hurry. They're gonna have to be back soon.
Okay, I'll run back down there.
All right, so you're gonna try and make another trip? Yes. Okay. All right. As you're running down there, Skylar, you're able to kind of sit back up again. You're not on death's door anymore, but you're still pretty wiped out. Like, you're hungover, the worst hangover you've ever had in your life.
I've had some pretty bad hangovers.
The worst in your life. That's where you're at right now.
I've woken up in a closet in my own vomit, if that works.
You've got the red beaker and the two vials, and you're kind of examining them over.
Okay.
And you can... just kind of hang on to them. Whatever.
I'll just hang on to them.
Okay.
You don't have any more pubes?
No, I'm out of pubes.
All right.
Get some rest, Sky.
As they are talking, Chris, you disappear back down there. And You've hoofed it up and down these stairs now. You're pretty wiped out. Your endurance is low, so you're making it down there pretty slowly. And once you reach the bottom, you see the same goblins kind of working and milling about at little stations inside this large goblin kingdom area. And you do see the doorway is open now. It was closed when you came down to get the personal assistant stuff, but now it's open. And that door where you saw a bunch of random shit, is the door's open now.
Okay, I tried to sneak into that room.
Chris is able to stealthily maneuver his way over like a cat. And he makes it to the doorway. And once you get to the doorway, you see a goblin inside. And he looks like he's kind of sifting through a bunch of belongings of people's stuff.
Okay, is his back toward
you? Yes, his back is towards you.
So I try to sneak up behind him and do a neck snap, like Kung Fu style.
I love it.
I like that.
I fucking love it.
Without the hua,
with that, yeah, with that.
Because I'm trying to be sneaky. More like Metal Gear Solid or something. Solid Snake.
As you're sneaking up to him,
I don't like this.
You trip and fall into the goblin's back and drop your spear, but you kind of crumble into him and into the pile of the different goods, and you see it's got like different coppers and little pieces of jewelry and stuff, and you collapse on top of him and you kind of fuck up.
Oh shit.
Jesus. Yeah. As that happens, the goblin pops up and he goes, How did you get out? What are you doing here? And he pulls a dagger out from the side of his side on his waist, and he tries to lunge it at you. You're actually able to block it, and now you guys are kind of grappling.
Dude, fuck up. Get off of me, bro.
And you're kind
of
fighting with this goblin. The goblin is about to yell. Help!
So I take my fist and I shove it straight into his mouth.
As you ram your fist right into his mouth, you knock out two of his teeth and he collapses off of you, and you're able to get back up again. But as you do that, as you get back up, you kind of get up out of that pile of stuff and he goes, you're going to pay for that. And he spits blood in your face.
Ooh.
And he spits the blood at your face, but it completely misses you because of your cat-like reflexes.
So now I'm going to sweep kick him. Take his legs out.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the
Karate
leg.
Kid.
Karate Kid. That's right.
Solid. Coming out with a part two or like seven.
That's not good.
Or something.
As you kind of drop to your knees to try and do the sweep kick, you basically lose your balance and you fall over backwards from fatigue and being tired, and you fall onto your back and hit your head on what seems to be like a candlestick, and you take 2 damage.
Ow!
The goblin runs up on you and he starts choking you.
Is his dagger anywhere near me now?
The dagger's down, but your head's basically on top of a candlestick.
So I reach behind and try to grab the candlestick to shove in his eye.
You yank that candelabra or candlestick out from underneath your head, and you ram it into the eyeball of the goblin, and it does enough damage that he collapses off to the side, and the candlestick drops to the ground, and you see some, like, eye pus squirt out on your face.
Juicy.
And the goblin's holding his eye now, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you!
Now I go.
He's able to get his dagger back in his hand. He says, you're gonna pay for that! With one eye covered up and leaking
weird
goo.
That's what you said the last time.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
As he lunges towards you, we cut to Olivia and Skylar, who are up there. And you guys are in the forest line, and you start to hear the goblins returning. They're probably 200 yards away, but you can hear the marching of the goblins coming back.
This is taking way too long.
I yell down into the cave and I say, Chris, you need to hurry. They're coming.
It's taking
Chris
way
is
too
not
long.
Able to hear you.
Fuck me.
We gotta go. We gotta go down. Let's go. Let's go. And I force myself up.
Okay.
And I attempt to head down right. the entryway.
With Olivia kind of helping you, you both are able to make it to that doorway and you guys go down?
So that's my plan.
All right.
We gotta go meet up. We gotta stick together.
We gotta get our shit, man.
Three right. from Earth.
That's you guys, you guys are able to make it to the bottom of the stairs, and you hear the struggle going on right in this doorway to your left, and you see where Chris and the goblin have just kind of rolled off to the side, and Chris, you see Chris jab a candlestick into his eye, and then he stumbles back, and you see him pick up a dagger, and that's where you guys, you see all that happen, and then you see that, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I do my best to run forward and attempt to tackle said goblin.
All right.
That he's fighting with.
As you run forward, you're kind of stumbling and bumbling, but you make it over there. You run and you tackle this goblin into the... You tackle him into the pile of goods, and they splatter all over the place, clanging and clattering all over the ground. And Olivia, you see those goblins over off to the side, like four or five of them. They all look up, and they see you. And they're about probably... The closest one to you is probably about 50 yards away from you. And he's looking at you, but he's not running towards you or anything yet.
I take the beaker of the red stuff and I fucking look at the guys and say, grab whatever you can. And then I drink it.
Oh, shit.
Red beaker.
Drinking the mystery red beaker.
Oh, shit. That just reminds me of like some Walking Dead. You know, like he's fucking lying. Negan show.
Well, no. When you lift it up to your lips, there's a little bit of poop on the rim. So you get poop on your mouth.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
God damn. Fuck.
And you start gagging and you're not able to drink the potion because you're gagging from the poop. And you spurt it all back up on the ground and you're not able to drink any of it.
Damn it.
And when this happens, you're still kind of retching on the ground and the goblin that's closest to you starts running towards you. And he runs kind of shitty. Maybe these are like just like leftover shit handicap goblins. And he's running over to you real hobbly-like. And he's like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be here. And Skylar, you're in that room now with that goblin. And you're on top of him.
The one I tackled?
Yeah.
Yeah. I proceed to attempt to punch him in the face multiple times.
In your fucking crazed madman returning from the death, you start pummeling the shit out of this goblin, and you're basically turning his face and his head into mush.
Yes, and it's like some Fight Club shit.
You turn it into fucking green jelly. And Chris is like...
Yes!
Chris is stoked.
I know we were homies. I knew it.
Fucking told you I was gonna fucking kill you sons of bitches.
Hey, we gotta get some shit, dude. We're in this fucking room. These goblins are coming right now. I can feel it.
As you do that, you look across this little hallway and you see the earth guy. He's come back through the pathway into that dungeon room and he pops out and he goes, quick, come with us. We found a way out.
I look around before I...
There are five goblins hobbling and bumbling and towards
all
of you.
Do I see like any of the... Like you said, we kind of see like where they took our stuff necessarily. Maybe like satchels, like piles of shit.
We're in that room.
Livy can see those goblins coming. You guys can't because you're in that room and you've just pile fucking killed that guy into the ground. Looking around and inspecting, you find Kevin's rod. You find your gauntlets. You find the ruby sword. You rolled a fucking 20, so I mean, you fucking find...
We
grabbed
all of everything.
We grabbed everything.
Fucking
hell. Yeah. Now put everything in your never-ending...
Pretty much everything that you guys had, including Kevin's copy of The Prisoner of Azkaban that was in your bag. I
mean, we're definitely taking that.
You find your bag and...
Oh, I found a bag even?
Well, the bag of holding the thing that you had that just can hold a ton of shit.
The endless
satchel. You find that sack. You fucking find everything that they took from you. And you jam it into this bag.
I quickly grab every fucking thing I see and throw it into this bag.
All right. And as you do that, the goblins are running towards you. And the guy from Earth is saying, I'm leaving without you. Come on. And he runs back into the dungeon room. Livy, you're finally able to get up from like puking and your face is real pale. And you have just a little smear of something on your lip that Skylar sees.
Is that shit?
I think it's shit.
Oh, man.
There's shit on my mouth.
Quick, guys. We gotta go.
Just leave it. Let's go.
As you're doing that, the goblins finally reach you, and you're running across this hallway. One of the hobgoblins jumps on Chris's back, and he doesn't take you to the ground. He's not very big. He's like 3 feet tall, so it's like a 10-year-old just jumped on your back. And you guys are running into that little dungeon room, and the door you can shut or leave it open.
We shut behind us.
Okay, you slam that door shut, and it looks like you can't lock it from the inside, but the door's shut. Chris has a goblin on his back if you guys want to do something.
Skylar, you have to...
It's Libby's turn.
Oh, it's my
turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. Okay, I wipe the shit off my mouth. I wipe the remaining shit off the
turn.
Beaker.
Olivia successfully wipes the poop from her mouth.
No, that wasn't done.
No, that's your turn. That's
oh, no, no.
I wasn't done. I'm just I wipe the shit off my mouth, the remaining shit off the beaker, and then I drink stuff in the beaker.
You drink the green beaker?
The red one.
Red.
The red one.
No, you yacked all that out. You drank it down, but then the poop made you throw up everything. So you have two vials of the green liquid. Whatever it is.
I grab the ruby sword out of Skylar's satchel.
From Skylar's shit.
From right. Skylar's shit. And I whack it on the goblin on top of Chris. All
right.
To
I didn't
get
say
him
you
off.
Could take that.
Hey.
You successfully slice across that goblin's back, and he drops off of Chris, and
thank
he
God.
Drops to the ground, and he's yelling, "Ah! Ah! You are never going to escape from the Goblin Kingdom!" And he's drooling, and blood starts coming out of his mouth, but he's still alive. But he's dropped to the ground, and he seems pretty incapacitated.
No, fuck him. Let's go.
Yeah, we run through the hole.
Who's first?
I go first.
Chris runs through and dives into that hole, and you start crawling into the hole. Skylar?
I follow.
And I'll go last.
All right. Livy, as you're calling in, that goblin grabs your ankle. And he's like, you're never going to get away from us. And he starts pulling back on you.
I use the sword that I have to slice his arm.
You don't really have room to do that in this little hole that was carved out.
Okay, then I kick him in the face and get loose.
Your kicks to his face aren't really working. And he actually pulls you back into that room.
God damn it. Help me!
He fucking got me! Is it possible for me to turn around?
You'd have to kind of crawl back out.
Just crawl backwards.
Yeah, basically.
I attempt to shimmy backwards through the hole to try and save Olivia because I'm such a great dude. All
right, you spend that turn coming back. Chris?
I as well come back.
All right, all three of you come back into that room.
Sticking together.
All right, and
Thanks, guys.
You're lucky.
As you're in there, the goblin puts a headlock around Livy like he was trying to do to Chris, and he's able to hold her back. He says, "Don't come any closer, I'll kill her."
I say, hold on. What if I give you a bunch of gold? If I give you a bunch of gold, would you let her go?
Skylar has piqued his interest, and Livy, you feel the grip on your throat loosen up, and he goes, "How much gold?"
I've got 50 pieces of gold.
50? And he kind of looking down and around, and he looks like a total idiot. But okay, let me see the gold.
I've got 50 gold. Just relax. Just relax. I'm going to grab it, okay? I'm going to grab it. I reach in, and I grab a fucking dagger instead of fucking gold pieces because I start to pull it out slowly. But then I move quickly all of a sudden, and I reach back, and I throw the dagger. And I attempt to just like whip it out, like instead of gold, and then I throw it at his face and I try to stick
Wait,
him.
Is Olivia, center, is center Olivia face. Still like being held?
I
by
am.
Him?
Yeah, I'm a savage.
I am.
All right.
The throwing point. The dagger, it plunges into Olivia's shoulder.
Damn it, Skylar!
Olivia takes the dagger to her right shoulder. But the force of it knocks her back and she falls on top of the goblin.
I grab the dagger out of my shoulder and stab it through his face.
Fucking Olivia straight fucking savagely pulls out the dagger and rams it into the goblin's face.
Yes.
And he lets out a gurgle and a death rattle.
We gotta go.
Okay, let's go now.
As you guys are plowing through, you make it into the hole. And Livy, you're the last one again. You make it in and you're making it through. You hear the door bust open and a whole bunch of pitter-patter goblins coming up from behind you. And you hear them squeaking, and then you hear the crunching of them eating that dead goblin.
Oh, God.
And then they grab her ankle again. No,
move faster. Go.
No, you guys are making it through, and you... All right. as you make it through there. Okay. All right. You make it all the way to the end. You've been crawling through this hole in this makeshift dug hole that's been at a slow incline for probably 3 minutes. And you make it to the surface. And all three of you make it out dusty and tired. And you look up and you see that guy from Earth. And he's just waiting there for you.
Thank you, man, for showing us the way out.
Oh my gosh.
Who are you?
They call me Crandon. It's fucking Crandon! The wizard we've heard about for several episodes. What's this guy's deal? If he's a wizard, what was he doing in a prison cell? Can he help our friends? You're gonna have to find out next time. Skylar and his new friends, Olivia and Chris, have now escaped the Goblin Underground. But where are they gonna go next? Will we ever hear the sweet sounds of Kevin and Andrea again? There's so many questions! Thank you for listening, peoples. If you like us, please share us. It's the only way we can keep going. If you have iTunes, please rate and comment and subscribe. Those three things help out a great deal. Lastly, if you've got something to say or a question for anyone on the show, leave comments for us. You can find me on Twitter at Mitch Stockton and The Third Brand on Facebook. Until then, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvie, and Chris Hunter, or Chunt, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be super.